A study revealed that global retailers lose as much as $3 trillion a year purely from abandoned carts. These are alarming numbers for potential sales that were not completed. But what could be the reasons behind shopping cart abandonment?
This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here. Welcome to superfastbusiness.com. In today's podcast, I'm talking about how to reduce the occurrence of abandoned shopping carts and lost sales. And with the help of some research that's been taken place by Smashing Magazine, Shopify, IB Times, and SitePoint.com, we're going to have a look at some of the stats behind this and see why it's such an important topic. If you'd like to follow along the infographic, there is one available at superfastbusiness.com/how to reduce the occurrence of abandoned shopping carts and lost sales. You can use the search box as well if you want to find it. So they were going to purchase and then they didn't. And this is a typical occurrence for a lot of online businesses. They almost made a sale and earned money, but the customer abandoned the transaction they had gotten started on for some reason. In March 2014, a web research company in the UK reported that 67.91% of online shopping carts were abandoned. That's a pretty big stat. That's two-thirds. And $3 trillion. In April 2014, a study revealed that global retailers lose as much as $3 trillion a year purely from abandoned carts. These are alarming numbers for potential sales that were not completed. But what could be the reasons behind shopping cart abandonment? Here are the top five reasons. Reason number one, 56% said they were surprised by unexpected costs. So make sure you declare all of your costs in your cart as you go. Number two, 37% said they were merely browsing. So you need more compelling copy to make people go from a browser to a buyer. And number three, 36% said they found a better deal somewhere else. Uh-oh, looks like they've got multiple browser windows open and they're comparing you. So you might want a comparison chart. If you're not the cheapest in the market, you might want to explain why your service is better than someone else's. And number four, 32% said they found the overall price too steep. Again, you're probably not really creating enough value for the customer. And number five, 26% said they really just opted not to buy. So no real reason. There were other reasons provided. Complicated website navigation. The site crashed. The site was too slow. Customers had concerns about website security. So how could you prevent this? Well, let's have a look. There's apparent that product presentation and design are crucial components in securing conversions, and online businesses that do not directly thoughtfully attend these are going to be experiencing a higher shopping cart abandonment. The question is, how can we stop shopping cart abandonment? And there are several strategies. Make sure that the shopping site has a clear and easy to navigate display of products. People want something that will allow them to be efficient in their transaction. Use the best pictures, lay them out nicely, and provide product information. Heck, you could even put videos if you want, if you can demonstrate the product. Use security logos and compliance information to earn the confidence and trust of consumers. You might also want to put a secure HTTPS in your browser where it turns green. Show testimonials, ratings, and feedback from customers. Statistics show that 50% of buying decisions are driven by testimonials. It's no coincidence that they're all over Amazon.com. And purchases increase by 55% when products have high ratings. Display the different payment methods and credit card logos so customers will automatically know if they can use their preferred means of payment on the site. Cash on delivery is making a comeback, and this is a payment method definitely worth considering. When you make a purchase at superfastbusiness.com, you'll see the little icon for the appropriate credit card or PayPal feature that we accept for that product. Display contact details such as a phone number, mailing address, and email address on the site, because all of these bits of information increase the credibility of the website. And again, you'll see all of these things on superfastbusiness.com. In fact, we even put a little country flag next to the phone number to show which markets we're strong in. And I choose the US, the UK, and Australia, and they're three major markets for us. Provide reliable support, perhaps a live chat box with a CSR, Skype contact details, or active Twitter account to assist shoppers with any of the concerns they may have. If the business demonstrates readiness to provide the solution, customers will stay and complete their purchase. Make editing the cart a breeze. People change their minds all the time when they're shopping. It's always better to have the customers decrease items in their cart for them than for them to not buy at all. Offer price guarantees and refunds. Getting your customers to fully engage by creating a provision, assuring them that they'll get the best value for their money or have their money back if they're not satisfied, is a deal seller. It's the perfect demonstration of looking out for your customers. I would make a side note there that if you're offering coaching or services where there's a high actual cost to you, you may not offer a refund. However, you may offer a satisfaction guarantee, or you might have a conditional refund. Do away with lengthy registration process for customers to complete before purchasing anything. There are many customers that would automatically close a website once they see that they need to complete long registration forms. You'll notice on some sites, if you pay with PayPal, you only need your PayPal address and nothing else. So that's a great way to get the minimum possible details. Because for people to have a PayPal address, generally they've got some verification, a backup credit card, and all their address details have been entered. Offer free shipping. This can be a permanent arrangement or a special offer for shoppers who purchased a lot of products. It can be both a marketing tactic and a perk for customers. Make the website responsive, meaning it can easily display on a wide range of internet connecting gadgets, which a lot of people nowadays prefer to use. 22% of men in the US use their smartphones for shopping, while 18.2% of women do. 20.4% of men shop using their iPads or tablets, while 16.9% of women use these devices to purchase online. Studies also show that lower income shoppers and certain minorities, such as African Americans and Latin Americans, use their smartphones more frequently because it's their primary connection to the World Wide Web. So what does that mean? It means that your checkout has to work on a mobile device. An even more proactive approach to preventing shopping cart abandonment is to send an abandoned cart email. And I can tell you this is one of the most important features that we use at superfastbusiness.com, and we currently use Entreport to do that. Basically, this is a personalized message and a link to a pre-populated shopping cart. This serves as the business's final attempt to convince the buyer to check out. This is only possible, though, if the customer actually provided an email address at some point prior to shopping or in the registration form at the shopping point. Using the automatic ACR or abandoned cart recovery system, which Shopify has built in, the ACR system has proven its efficiency by recovering $12.9 million of business that opted to use it. Now, that will pretty much translate across any other system or platform. The ACR managed to yield a 3.6% recovery rate from the 4,085,592 emails sent during a specific period. Now, I can tell you in my own business, it's more like 20%. With the help of the automatic ACR, business owners can make time work for them and recover 4.1% of the almost completed transactions after sending an email within 6 hours of the cart abandonment. It's worth noting that the 3.6% recovery rate is just from Shopify's results. Now, I know that Amazon do this. I do it in my own business. And anyone who's at an intermediate or advanced stage will have or needs to have email cart abandonment sequence. In fact, it's so important. I did a whole podcast post on that exact topic at Superfast Business. So if you want to check that in more detail, then please search for that on superfastbusiness.com, and we'll link to it underneath this episode. So avoid losing sales through your shopping cart abandonment. Let us set up your WordPress website and create a positive shopping experience for your customers. We can help you develop a WordPress platform. We can also help you set up your Entreport system if you need some web development work. I also want to acknowledge Smashing Magazine, Shopify, IB Times, and SitePoint for some of the information in this particular podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this show. Always accepting ratings at iTunes. Look forward to some more topics of specific focus in the future. I'm James Schramko, and you're listening to superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.